Well, hello there, folks. Welcome to the Radio Thrift Shop here on WFMU East Orange and WXHD Mount Hope. My name is Laura Cantrell. I'm the proprietress of this radio establishment.
Just about every Saturday afternoon for the past dozen years, listeners to WFMU in Jersey City, New Jersey, have tuned in to hear rare vinyl tracks on a show called The Radio Thrift Shop.
This afternoon, we have an airwave archive today from the great Hank Snow, Country Style USA program.
The WFMU website says, host Laura Cantrell scours the bargain bins, church bazaars, and yard sales for those forgotten records of all RPM, often scratchy, swingy, and stringy. Well, you know, that's just the half of it. As it turns out, Laura Cantrell has been long leading a double life. Laura Cantrell is also a singer, now with three recordings to her name. The latest is Humming by the Flowered Vine on Matador Records, and Laura Cantrell joins us from our New York bureau. Laura, it's really nice to meet you.
Thank you. Likewise.
You know, actually, we should say you've been living a triple life until recently. You were a Wall Street banker, but then decided to go full-time into music?
Well, I actually worked on Wall Street for about 11 years. I was not a banker, but I ended up being a kind of middle manager, administrator, but always was a job that I had to support my radio habit and my music habit, and really just use my vacation time to do the traveling involved with touring to promote those albums. So I kind of had stretched the calendar to the very margins to do all of those things at once.
I don't think many people can say they use their vacation days to open for Elvis Costello.
That was a great opportunity, and it was, I think, the turning point for me when I got that chance to open for Elvis. We did 6 weeks on the road with him, and I had to go in and ask for a leave of absence from my job, and it was the first time I really had a significant disruption in my working life from my music career, and it made me realize that if I was going to get some more of those good opportunities and take them seriously, that I would have to really have my time free to focus and work on my music, so I took the plunge.
Used to take the subway to 42nd and Broadway, check my downtown mailbox, check my downtown mailbox. Always felt much better.
Talk about the new record in particular, the Humming by the Flowered Vine. There are old songs here, there are new songs here, there are covers, there are originals. How much were these songs actually inspired by your work on the radio?
Well, I felt like presenting a show on the radio at WFMU, it's a very creative place and it's a very music intensive place, and it's sort of a twin impulse really to my desire to be a performer, and I've certainly hatched many great ideas for songs to cover while hanging around the station and hearing music that's coming into the station. So I would say there's a fair amount of inspiration from that. I am a big fan of old music. I really love kind of presenting music in a bit of a historical context on my radio show. When I started writing my own songs, I found that some of that interest carried over into songwriting, kind of paying tribute to some of those artists in country music that I felt were underrated or a little bit forgotten, has been something that's a good topic for me personally to write about, and satisfying to kind of make those story songs that kind of remind people of some of these forgotten figures of country music.
Come all you people, my story to hear.
Nashville and your Tennessee roots, though, are prominent on this CD. There is actually a family connection with the song. It's a traditional one. It's called Poor Ellen Smith. Is this some kind of, what's the genealogy? How does it relate to your family?
Well, that song is a traditional song. It's an American kind of murder ballad that was based on an actual crime that happened in North Carolina at the turn of the century.
Ellen lies sleeping with her hand on her breast. The bloodhounds and the sheriff won't give me no rest.
The version of the song that I recorded is based on a collector who was from my family. Her name was Ethel Park Richardson, and she's my great-great-grandfather's sister from Chattanooga, Tennessee, and a school teacher by trade, but as an avocation, I guess, a folklore collector. She was really interested in songs and stories and the way people talked in the mountains around Chattanooga, and she collected, based on her own travels, several songs and published a book in the 1920s called American Mountain Songs. And I thought that it would be worth going back to her book to find a version of a song that we could do for the album. Closely to our first set of music, it was in honor of our guests here in the program today. We had all songs about Rose. Did you notice this, Mom?
I sure did. I loved them all, too.
You invited your parents and your sister Julie onto the radio to chat about music.
Right? I did last summer when my mother turned 60 and they came to New York. We had a little party for her here. And I actually decided that it would be an interesting thing to have them on my program at WFMU. So we chatted about the sort of family music connections and played some records of all those old songs that Ethel collected.
And they came from Decker, Tennessee. That's where she is from.
Right.
That's where the family was situated.
And is that right somehow close to Mont Eagle Mountain in Tennessee?
It is. It's at the base of, it's a picturesque town, little small town.
Were they good guests?
They were pretty good guests, actually. You know, I told them, I said, you know, those southern accents will come in handy today. So don't try to tone them down. Those people want to hear that on the radio. I think my mother felt that she was sort of on there for laughs and that I was going to make fun of her and it would be kind of like a family joke. And when I actually started to interview her for real, her eyes started to tear up.
Oh.
She was very touched, and I don't think she realized that I had a serious sort of interview in mind, but we had a nice time.
The last track on your CD, this is an original one of yours, and it's written about your hometown, titled Nashville. Thinking about your early days there and growing up and all, do you feel as though you've come a long way?
Well, I do, certainly. You know, I didn't ever think when I moved to New York as a student that I would stay here for as long as I've been here and find myself a member of a really great music community here in New York. At the same time, my connections to my family and my hometown and the music tradition, I think all of those things sort of dovetail into feeling a very strong sense of home as well. So, you know, I think on some days it feels like a long distance, and on others it seems just like it was meant to be this way.
Laura Cantrell joined us from our New York bureau. Her new CD, Humming by the Flowered Vine, is on Matador Records. Thank you so much and good luck.
Thank you.